اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. The Muslim community must never neglect Friday prayer, one of the greatest blessings of Allah, the Exalted, which is best performed in the Islamic Republic of Iran. They should also not neglect the morning ceremonies for the infallible imams, especially for the leader of the oppressed and the most prestigious of the martyrs, His Holiness Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. May peace and blessings of Allah, His Prophet, His angels, and the righteous be upon His great and brave soul.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today on the new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. I'm Sister Mousavi, and in this new episode, we will make an effort to shed some light on the precious words and sayings of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. In one of his speeches, he says that real knowledge is the light of guidance of the heaven, and the straight path of proximity to God and the door of His generosity. You know, this precious sentence raises three points. First of all, it talks about real knowledge that leads us to heaven. And not every type of knowledge has got such a quality. Not every type of knowledge leads us to salvation, and it is just the real knowledge. And as a lover of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, my interpretation of real knowledge is the religious knowledge that helps one to come to know better himself or herself, as well as his or her creator. And this type of knowledge leads us to a considerable change of viewpoints about every single aspect of life, and especially the mortality of life in this world. Now let's just have a break, and we'll be back in no time and talk about other points about this sentence. Well, there are some points about this verse that we will talk about after having a short break.
صلي على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صلي
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صلي على
I wanted to raise this point that knowledge is one of the most efficient ways of getting closer to God. This sentence implies God's love of knowledge in a way that it is used as an opportunity for us as human beings to get closer and closer to God. So knowledge could be seen as a means of salvation, as a means of getting closer to God. And that's quite an opportunity if we as servants of Allah be wise and smart in this regard. And the third point is that it leads to Allah's generosity. You know, again, it signifies the importance and vitality of knowledge for human beings, that Allah will provide His knowledgeable servants with His rahmah or generosity. The point is that this generosity might include not only materialistic provision, but also moral supplies, which make the subject even more significant. So we can see the importance of knowledge, and especially the knowledge that connects one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence the fruitful results of such a connection. Well, for the ending, let's just read the sentence again. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, says that real knowledge is the light of guidance of the heaven and the straight path of proximity to God and the door of His generosity.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say La ilaha